97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Biggest movie in the universe right now, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, part one. You know him as Draco Malfoy. Tom Felton on the line. Tom, how you doing this morning, bro?
Hello. Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. Good to speak to you, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I am in the heart of Mexico City.
Are you on a bender?
Can you tell? Does it sound like I'm still drinking tequila now? Because it shouldn't. I promised it wouldn't. No, I'm not on a bender at all. We're here promoting the film, and it was great. Yesterday I had a chance to sneak into some cinemas before they were actually going to watch the film and surprise them, so that was cool.
Oh, that's very cool. You've been a part of this thing for the entire time. When did you start? How old were you when the first movie hit?
I think I was 13 when the first one came out. I mean, I'm 23 now. So yeah, it was quite a while ago, yeah.
That was actually my next question, to see how long it's been and how old you are now, because, I mean, you're immortalized now. You know, you're literally, you went through puberty on film. I'm sorry.
Literally, I know. It's so true. My teenage years have been documented. It's kind of weird and kind of cringeworthy when you look back at it, to be honest with you.
We're talking to Tom Felton. You know him as Draco Malfoy. Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1 in theaters now. And, Slytherin, holler. I got to say, you have made out like a bandit in this. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay? Daniel and Hermione and Ron, those guys will get recognized everywhere for the rest of their lives. Okay. I mean, the girl, gave herself the Sinead O'Connor to make herself look different. Okay. Seriously, she had beautiful hair and she totally buzzed the hell out of it. I mean, luckily she's got a really cute face so she can pull it off, but most people can't. But
that's classic. I like that.
But you do the slick back thing, and so all you have to do is not comb your hair for a couple days and let the whiskers go, not shave your face, and you can actually blend in and not be as recognizable. So I mean, you're still getting the Harry Potter paycheck, but you don't necessarily have the Harry Potter attention as much as the other guys.
Look at this, man. You got it down. Completely. I mean, I'm very lucky, actually, that my character looks very different from me. He's got very pale skin and obviously very blonde hair. I've had to dye my hair for the last 10 years, and I'm not doing it anymore, so it's nice, because basically I can go completely unrecognizable.
Real, so that was a dye job. Are you a brown hair?
I am. You know what? It's been so long that I haven't actually seen my true color for long. But I'm looking at it now, and it's like a mousy brown. I don't think it's quite my natural color, but it's on the way, definitely.
Tom Felton, not for nothing. Last time I heard the phrase, "I haven't seen my real hair color in years," it came out of my mom's mouth.
Well, there you go. It's me and your mother have something very much in common.
It's Tom Felton. You know him as Malfoy. Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1. It's in theaters now. Obviously, the shooting of the movie and putting the movie together, real secretive, real, hush-hush on the old thing. But the promotion of these movies really has taken on a life of its own. I know that you guys have wrapped up the part two at this point, right? As far as filming?
Yeah, we finished right for the film.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When did you start publicity for this movie?
I think not that long ago, maybe a couple of weeks. I mean, we had the London premiere, what was it, November? I can't even know. What date are we on now? We're on the 20th. No, not even on the 20th, are we? About 2 weeks ago. There you go. I've lost all track of time, but yeah, about 2 weeks.
And you're in Mexico doing promotion now. How much longer do you have to do promotion before you can actually go on the bender in Mexico?
Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to go on a bender in Mexico. I'm actually leaving Mexico in about 3 hours. So there'll be no benders here. Saying that, one of the lovely fans that I met yesterday brought me one of the local delights of the tequila. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm very excited.
Nice. Did you at least give her cab fare before you kicked her out of the room this morning?
How did you know? You got cameras in my room?
Dude, I know.
Of course not. My missus is here, so that would never happen.
Of course. You're married?
No, sorry. I call her my missus, my girlfriend.
Okay, all right. But still, I mean, that's right. The whole, we're talking to Tom Felton. You know him as Draco Malfoy, Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, Part 1. Have you been to Universal? Have you gone through the Harry Potter stuff down in Florida yet?
I have, believe it. That blew me away. I didn't know what to say when I saw that. That's incredible.
I was, I actually had the pleasure of being down there, like, the first month it was open. And
awesome, man. What did you think?
I'll tell you what, dude. The one drawback, the one negative, is what? I thought it would be bigger as far as, like, city blocks, as far as, like, actual space, land space. But as far as the architecture and the way it looked and the feel and the new ride itself was phenomenal.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, they have technology that I don't think even NASA has hold of. It's amazing what they can do. I hear what you say about the size, but fear not, my friend. I believe they have plans to expand it in future years. I think it's one of the most successful attractions to a theme park ever, so I'm sure they're going to keep it going and make it bigger and bigger each year, which I'm so excited for.
Tom, they had a waiting line to get into the gift shop, for crying out loud.
It's crazy. When I was there, the queue for Ollivander's, which is the wand shop,
yep,
was almost as long as the ride itself. It was like 2.5 hours people were queuing up to get a wand. I mean,
absolutely
incredible. The dedication of fans is unbelievable.
Yeah, we're talking to Tom Felton. You know him as Draco Malfoy, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1. What goes on after this? You finish the promotion. Obviously, you have enough money where you really don't have to work at this point. For the rest of your life, literally, you could probably live off the Harry Potter money and be like, you know what, whatever. I mean, are you going to work? Are you going to hang out a little bit? What's your game plan from here?
Oh no, I definitely have to continue working. I haven't seen my family for so long. I can't wait for Christmas, just for a chance to kick back and see my mum and dad. That's going to be great. And fingers crossed, we get a chance next year to continue working. I'm really looking forward to coming over to the States next year and spending some time out there.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, dude.
For a couple of months, so yeah, I'm very excited for it.
Tom, I'll tell you what, dude. Upstate New York, we have great fishing up here. Come on up, because I know you're a fisherman. Come on up, we'll do some fishing.
Actually, it's funny. I've been to Syracuse and I've been to Ithaca.
Wonderful.
A few times, actually. I've been to upstate New York quite a bit. I'm actually a big fan of up there. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
All right, well, come on up during the summertime. We'll get you down here for a Saranac Thursday. I can't compete with Butterbeer, but Utica Club will do the trick. That's for damn sure. But
that sounds good. I might help you with that one.
Absolutely, dude. Tom Felton from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time. Before you go,
no,
the Quick Six. Well, you got to catch a plane in 3 hours, for crying out loud.
I know I've got to pack as well. Oh, my God.
Well, that's, dude, isn't that why you brought the missus?
Yeah, that's true. She does make it a lot easier for me, yeah.
All right, this is called the Quick Six. It's this question, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay, sure. I'll try and answer as rapidly as possible.
All right, here we go. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, my God, there's so many. Home Alone. Random.
Favorite toy as a child?
What I used to love? Toy train, definitely. I was in the train.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
9 times out of 10, Jack Daniels and Coke.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
John Mayer, Stop This Train.
Nice. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Favorite body part of the opposite sex? Bum.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? It's gotta be the iPhone, hasn't it? Or an iPad or something like that. But if something with I in front of it, generally speaking, keeps me entertained for hours. Nice.
Do you Facebook? Do you Twitter? Do you any of that stuff or no?
I do. I'm a Twitterholic. I started it off thinking that I wasn't really going to be using it, and then I got it on the iPhone, and the rest is history.
All right, dude. I'm gonna add you on. I'm gonna add you on Twitter and stuff. It'll be cool.
Oh, do it, man. Let's stay in touch.
Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. I got to tell you this, and I mean this with all due respect. I love hating you.
Oh, Well, thank you so much, sir. That means a lot to me.
Tom Felton, everybody. Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 in theaters now. Go check it out. Dude, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Oh, thanks again. I'll see you on Twitter, yeah?
Absolutely. Tom Felton, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the morning on KISS FM.